Thanks for running my talk, Scott. And I do not want you to touch me, so I'll be done early. Okay, Myers-Ogier grass has been the standard in the transition zone since 1952. What other turf grass cultivars have been around for 64 years? Not very many. So in 2004, we set out to bring a higher quality zoysia grass to the Midwest, and you're going to hear the story today with KSUZ0802, which is an experimental designation. This effort was led by Texas A&M and K-State, with cooperation from researchers in Oklahoma, Virginia, North Carolina, Missouri, and Tennessee. In 2004, I made a trip with graduate students down when Dr. Engelke was still at Texas A&M, and we visited with Dr. Genovese there. At that time, he had already crossed zoysia grasses, most of which were crosses between a zoysia mitrella, high quality, adapted to a southern climate, and zoysia japonica, which is cold hardy. From each of those crosses, he got single seeds that he then grew out into the containers that you see there. We then took those containers north to Kansas in 2004. You can see we're putting the space plantings out at this time. Vegetative evaluation of grasses is a long process. I know that because when we started, Texas A&M was in our conference. They're no longer there. The person in the middle of the picture, my middle daughter, was 10. She's now married and 22, and I had hair. No, that last part is not true. From 2004 to 2007, we evaluated space plantings for quality, specifically texture and density and hardiness, and we were able to pick out the ones that were best. We narrowed this down to about 36 and moved them into larger plots where we evaluated quality under golf course fairway conditions and home lawn conditions, and this is where the cooperation comes from those that helped. And they helped without financial support. They helped by getting their name on this abstract in the publication, and for that we are grateful to them. From that, KSUZ0802 was selected. Its parents are Chinese Common, which came from a golf course in Kansas, and Cavalier, a zoysia mitrella. I think from this we have found that we have on the top there a zoysia that is fine textured, it is dense relative to Meyer, and if we look at winter survival consistently at all locations, we have seen that it stands out along with Meyer compared to those grasses that don't. And if we look specifically at data, for example, from 2013 after a fairly significant winter, we see that it compares favorably with Meyer and yet another Japonica Empire, as well as several zoysia mitrellas were inferior. So, bottom line, how does it compare to Meyer? Texture's finer. Density is higher, overall quality is higher, billbug resistance, this is bluegrass billbug, is better, and shade tolerance, we have evaluated a relative, we have not evaluated 0802. I believe some of that work is being done in Oklahoma right now, so we'll know more soon. Otherwise, everything is similar to Meyer. It is currently under evaluation in 6 different states by 10 different growers. We are hoping for a license soon. So KSUZ0802 is the first zoysia mitrella-like zoysia grass to be released that will have hardiness and improved quality relative to Meyer for the transition zone. Any questions? Do I have 30 seconds?
We have a minute for questions.
What kind of market? Well, we have talked to those that have interest in licensing, and there's definitely a market. There is a market in our area. There's a market along the East Coast. There's a lot of zoysia being sold, and this could fit a niche there. Bill?
And is this fertile?
Help me, Ambika. It is fertile. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.